Hey, it's Grace from Freud's Angels. Here is your reading for the week. Remember, never give your power up to a reading, a reader, or any situation. Remember, you always have the power of autonomy. Enjoy. Hey, angels, welcome to your weekly reading. This will be for October 1st through October 2nd, or sorry, 7th, not 2nd. Hello. It's a great way to start off of a day of recording podcast.
Yeah. Let me tell you.
So we are out of Mercury retrograde shadow. We are taking a breath, but remember October 14th, we are headed into that eclipse. So, you know, things are okay as far as Mercury, but just know the intensity of the energies will still continue throughout this month. I always feel eclipses bring us some of the answers we seek and some of the biggest aha moments that we can ever have. So prepare your hearts, prepare your seeker hearts, and you know, what it is, it like not surface stuff, but if you could know something about what you're healing or working through, what would you want to know? And really ask that of spirit and of the eclipses, the sun and the moon. So this week, Vanessa, what is your card?
My card is the mermaids want to talk about blessings. We've got this beautiful, I mean, I say this every week that they're beautiful, but they are beautiful cards. The artwork on these are magnificent. It's this mermaid, she's looking out into the distance and she's kind of like, you know, like questioning what's out there, but like with that knowledge that it's good, you know, like that, like, I wonder what cool stuff is over there kind of thing. And there's water swirling around her and all kinds of fish swirling around her. And it's just, you can see the abundance of awesomeness that exists around her, and she's happy to be there and happy to be looking at what else is to come. It's just a very happy, peaceful, calm, abundant card. And I think that that's what it's really calling for us to understand and know right now, is that we are abundant right now. We will be abundant tomorrow. The abundance is coming, and that we like attracts like. So if we stay in that abundant mindset, if we stay in the gratitude for what is, we will receive more of what is and then some, because we're allowing that vibration to come to us. We talk a lot about this when we talk about manifestation, of, you know, like if we're in our lack, we're manifesting lack. And if we're in our fear, we're training ourselves to be looking for more fear, because that's what we're saying. We need to be protective. We need to be on point, right? And so then that's exactly what we're going to do. We're going to find those things. But if we're able to switch it and at least neutralize and find some of the good stuff that there is, some of the beauty in the world, some of the blessings that we have that we didn't have before, no matter how big or small, then we allow ourselves to get that tingly feeling inside. You know, we were just talking a minute ago about vehicles and everything, and kind of going down memory lane a little bit of like, it is really nice not to be in that space right now. And I feel abundant, even though 10 minutes ago I was feeling, you know, like confused and, you know, like in not that abundant state, but I was able, it brings you back into that feeling of blessings. It brings you back into that feeling of, wow, you know, I do have some great things that I've created in my life, or I do have some great people in my life, or I do have some beautiful thoughts, dreams, a heart, whatever we can find in those moments, we will, if we allow ourselves to, we will create from that space. And that's what I believe this mermaid is coming to tell us, is that you are blessed and you can create more blessings if that is your choice today.
Yeah, that's lovely. And, you know, and I think it goes right in with the card that came up. I use the Chakra Wisdom Oracle cards. They're like the OG. They were like one of the first card decks besides tarot that I ever got. And we got the acceptance card, which is the root chakra. And it is Cherry Heart. She is cutting a pie. She's a waitress. She's cutting a pie and she's contemplating. And this, you know, her tagline, Cherry Pie's tagline says, or Cherry Heart's tagline, is when I accept myself, I find love. You know, when you talk about acceptance, it's not so much acceptance as in like, oh, this is the way that it is what it is, and like, you know, you can't make changes. The idea of acceptance is understanding that we're whole and complete in every moment of our lives. Are there things that we want to shift, change, and heal? Absolutely. But that doesn't make us broken. It doesn't make that there's something wrong with us. We just want to change our energy, our heart, our whatever we're experiencing emotionally, mentally, and physically. We want to change that. We want to change how things play out in our lives. That we want to shift to a life of our choosing. And to be able to see the blessings, to see the things in our lives that we bring in. And when we step into that space of, like you said, when we're manifesting from that space of like fear, which I understand why people do it, where some people are just in desperation. There are moments all of us are in desperation. We need to manifest something. And that is absolutely not wrong. But when we can step into the idea of seeing our blessings, seeing ourselves as this is fine, but this is what I would like. This is what I want. This is the and more, this or something better. When we step into that space of that knowing and coming through our heart and that idea of I'm not wanting to manifest this because I'm fixing something. I'm wanting to create love in my life. I'm wanting to create self-acceptance. That's the power. Like when you can step into acceptance, it's like the things that can happen are kind of unreal because you're not coming from a space of I'm broken. You're coming from a space of I'm not okay, maybe emotionally or mentally, but I see how, you know, this may, like, this is part of the next step that I want. And manifestations don't have to be physical material things. You know, you can manifest like more love in your life. You want to, maybe it is that you want to see more love from friends and have support, or maybe you want a relationship and whatever that looks like. And when we manifest from a space of like, ooh, this would just, it's not to fix or replace something within you. It's to augment the acceptance and the love that's already exists within you. Mm-hmm. And I'm not pretending that this is an easy feat. I am not going to pretend that there are people that don't grow up in poverty and like it is a crisis for them and they do manifest from a space of the necessity of lack because of lack. But over time, as you see places, as you see abundance and receive abundance and all your blessings from the mermaids and other places, we can see where we can start to begin to see and have that gratitude and come from that knowing and come from that space of, whew, okay, like, yeah, the blessings are around me. I have acceptance for my situation, but yet I'm asking for the and more. I'm not broken. The system may be broken, but I am not broken. And it's not because of me that things happen. It is just that of what I've learned, the energy that surrounds me, I want to shift that so that I bring in more of what I'm seeking. And that's the power of acceptance. It's definitely, it's a marked difference when you get to acceptance from when you're not in acceptance, but there's also varying levels of it. There's like, you kind of almost like, it's like a meter of acceptance. You start with little things about who you are and what you are and how you work. And then as you grow and as you heal things, the acceptance becomes larger and larger to a point where you realize is that, oh, okay, you know what? I have more ability to manifest from this deeper place of acceptance than I did from the place I was in a month ago or 2 months ago. So continue to work on that idea that you are whole and complete in every space and every moment. And that you're just like a piece of clay. You're just molding your life the way that you want to. And the more we see the blessings, the more we connect to our blessings of what is there that we do have, the more we can see and accept more blessings into our life. And you know, understand, like, as always, this is not a vacuum. This doesn't happen in a vacuum. It's a process. It's a flow. It's an undulation of being in acceptance and seeing the blessings, but maybe going into the upset and seeing where, oh, I need to have acceptance in these spaces so that I can heal them. It's flow. It's you meandering down your river, and some parts of the river are muddier than the others. But when you get through that muddy part, you can see, you understand why the muddy part's there and begin to that process of healing and acceptance of that muddy spot. So I don't know where the river metaphor came in, but there it is. So
came in right here. Nobody can see that I pointed from the top of the head down, but that's where it came from.
Yeah. So I hope this week that you can see your blessings, you can count your blessings, that you begin to have just a tiny piece of acceptance for what you are, who you are, and how you show up in your life as it is. You know, and remember, acceptance doesn't mean like, it doesn't mean that you're condoning. It doesn't mean that you're forgiving everybody for all the things that have happened to you. Accepting is that understanding that in this moment, I cannot change the past, but I can only do what I can do right now to heal it. But I am not the catalyst for their behavior towards me, especially as a child. We take responsibility for ourselves and as an adult, but as a child, the things we experienced was not because we were wrong or something that was to be fixed, or there was something inherently wrong with us. So that level of acceptance doesn't necessarily like condone or, you know, wipe away the board, but allow that acceptance to come in so that you have that in your heart. So you're not fighting yourself for the reason that all these things happen to you.
Amen.
So lots of love to you. Have a great week. We'll see you next week. Take care, everybody. Thanks for listening. Remember, catch our podcast every Wednesdays on your favorite podcast station. Take care and have a great week.